Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 126. Everybody digs Bill Evans.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 126. Now, this is going to be an analysis on a Bill Evans tune called Time Remembered. And the reason I'm doing this is because I have a very, very fantastic special gift for you. And so I didn't really realize this was going to be happening, but a really famous pianist, fantastic pianist, amazing person I look up to, and just sounds incredible, just very, very gifted. It's been in the scene and around the scene for ages. And still playing now, played with Bobby Hutcherson for a very, very long time and other greats as well. Dr. Joe Gilman is going to be delivering one of our specialty courses for us on how to create tunes in a Bill Evans style. So basically, it's going to be a step-by-step process you can use to turn tunes into a Bill Evans style sound and atmosphere. And he offered to do the specialty course because he had kind of created this arrangement type process, systematic process. I thought it'd be great for Jazz Piano School and everybody to have. So that's going to be coming out very, very soon. Definitely be on the lookout for that. If you're not subscribed to our email list, please do so. You can get on our email list. You can get on podcast materials, the practice materials of the analysis of the tunes for this podcast episode, and you actually will be on our mailing list when you do that. So please go ahead and get the transcription of what I'm doing today. It's going to be a two-part transcription, and so I'm going to do half of the half of Time Remembered today and then half in the second part. So it's going to be really, really awesome. I can't wait for it, and I was like, oh man, I got to get my hands on this thing, right? So that's that. Now, this is going to be very, very dense, right? It's very, very dense and kind of complicated. So for beginners, it'll be a really good learning lesson just to see how many movements are happening at the same time. But it'll also allow you to actually see how you take just a normal template of a tune, you know, with chords and then break it down and actually see what Bill's doing and how he breaks everything down and creates these amazing, beautiful movements. And then for the advanced players and intermediate advanced players, obviously you can start to steal and incorporate some of these ideas into your own playing to get that much better. So with that being said, let's dive right into the episode. All right, so here we're going to be doing Time Remembered. So Bill starts out immediately with a very beautiful ninth. And as you can see, he's going to be using lots of ninths. Keith Jarrett does this a lot. The first chord is going to be a B minor 7. And obviously B minor 9, you have the 9 extension on there. I'd highly recommend you're following along with the transcription. You can get that at jazzpianoschool.com/podcast126. So this B minor 7, he's going to voice like this. Very, very beautiful voicing here. Let me just turn my keyboard up a little bit. So he has 1, 9, 3, 5. Okay, now he moves down to the 7, right? He doesn't actually even have the 7 in the chord yet, but he does move down to it in the very first measure with that triplet phrase as he leads into the next measure, right? So initially, right off the bat, you know, you have a learning lesson there. All the chords you play, you don't have to immediately play the 7. You don't have to include the 7 at all, right? So maybe that's what Bill wanted, just a B minor 9 chord without the 7, right? And then he does move down and kind of gets that atmosphere in there, okay? But that would just be purely a B minor 9 chord with no 7, right? It's not a B minor 7 chord, so there's no 7 in there. Now he moves into our next measure, which is our C major, right? And then something nice to kind of realize is that he's tied this F sharp over. And that stays as the sharp 11 on the next chord. So he's tying extension over into the next chord, which will serve as an atmosphere. It's kind of a very floaty way to do it. Again, Keith does this, Brad does this, all these amazing, amazing pianists. And so as he ties that over, you kind of still hear that F sharp ringing, which creates an extension of a sharp 11 over top of the C major 7 chord, which is really, really beautiful. Now from here, moving into the F major 7 sharp 11, he goes, which is a really kind of nice movement here. So he just has, just moving up to the 9 and the 5. And again, he has a nice little lead-in. So he's got two lead-ins. He starts the first measure with that lead-in, and then he has another lead-in. Okay, now for our F major 7, right? All he does to voice this is just 1 and 3, 5, 7. Yes, 5, 7, right? Then he adds the sharp 11 and the 13 in afterwards. Moves the 10 down to the 9 here, right? So that's the same voicing we've had before, right? And then he moves up to the 7 and 13 again. So he has this. So notice the intervals. He goes from 3rd to 6th to a 7th, right? A minor 7th here for intervals. Like, that's so beautiful. Listen to the changes in the intervals that he's playing. Very, very beautiful, right? So then from here, going into the E minor 9 chord, he's going to hold this G. Now he just plays the bass note here, but he holds this G, so he has 1 and 10. And then his right hand, he's going to play 5, 9, 13. Beautiful. Right? Now these are definitely big spreads, right? And, you know, not everyone's going to be able to reach these, but again, you can roll them or you can kind of voice them differently. So that's a very beautiful voicing right there. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Now listen to how he kind of voice leads these fifths. How pretty is that, right? So just with the movement of two intervals of fifths, he gets this beautiful motion. Okay, and then from there, leading into the A minor 7, right here, kind of still, in the E minor 7, he kind of just switched things around. Instead of having the 13 up here, he put it down here, right? And then he has this walking line. Okay, moving up into the A minor 7. So that was just more or less a fill, right, with some extensions and movements voiced around. So again, 1 and 9. You see how many times he's using 1 and 9 here in his left hand? 3, 5, 7. That's pretty simple, right? Instead of just this or this, 1 and 9, right? You have that little half-step approach there. Okay, then from here, the A minor 7 moving into the D minor. The A right there, right? So you have this, A minor 7, and then to the D minor 7, right? Or A minor 9, So A minor, there is a 7 in this one, you know, before he didn't use it, but this time he does. And then moving into the D minor 7, that's pretty standard right there. He just has 1, 5, 7, 3, and 11. Now again, this use of intervals here is very, very pretty. So he goes... very, very pretty. So he's voicing the melody, right, with these different types of intervals that create really nice atmospheric sounds, right? Now moving to the G minor 9, G minor 7, he has 1, 7, and 10. This is in our two-hand voicing building system, very, very standard. And again, going 11, root, 13. Very pretty. Then he slides up to this, right? So he rolls this... and then has the D and A in there as well. So it's basically this whole thing rolled out there. Sorry, I was misreading that first, but this whole thing should be rolled out. So he has a whole step here, and a 13 on top. Beautiful, beautiful voicings. Right? Listen to that. That's gorgeous, right? But from here, he moves these two notes. This is where I was getting confused. So he moves these two notes. Right with the melody here, right? Very, very, very like consistent interval movement, moving of the intervals, right? Keeping the interval the same there as he just shifts it around, okay? So that, again, that's the G minor 7 chord, whole step, right? And then whole step here, and then 13 on top. Okay, now we're moving into the E-flat major sharp 11. So in my left hand, in his left hand, I should say, he has 1, 5, 9 again, right? You see that consistently throughout. Okay, 3, 13, 7, and sharp 11 on top. This is beautiful as well. Now check out the spread on this, right? He has a lot of space here, which is okay because he's using this more high-end register type of atmosphere, right? So, so beautiful. 3, 13, 7, sharp 11, 1, 5, 9. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous stuff, right? Now, he actually moves into the A-flat major 7 on beat 4 of this measure. So, he moves into, again, 1, 5, 9, right? He obviously loves playing 1 and 9 or 1, 5, 9. And then we have 3, 13, 7, sharp 11 again. So, it's very, very similar to the last voicing he played, right? Right? 3, 13, 7, sharp 11. His right hand is actually playing the same thing. He chooses to use the same voicing, just with a different type of spread. Okay, A flat major 7. Now onto the A minor 7 chord. He's got the 13 in there. This is very standard, 1 and 7. Right? Two single notes here, right? And then moving into the D minor 7 chord here, he's got 1, 5, 7 in his left hand, 9, 3. Okay, and the note, the A, was tied over from the last measure, so it's sounding like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. He's holding this A and then placing this, right? So those ties serve in the next measure. And then here, again, more melody here. And then moving into the G minor 7 chord. Sorry, he has this first and then adds the root. So he has a rootless voicing here by itself. This is beautiful, right? So 9, 3, 11, 7, 5. And then he adds the root in there. Okay, and then moving on. Right, this is all within the G minor 7 chord still. He has this nice walking down line. I'll play it one more time. Right, very, very beautiful. And then moving into the C minor 7, okay, moves his shells, right, just voice leading into his shells here. Right, this is held over though, so he has the 9 of the C minor 7, yes, and the 5, right? That's held over from the last measure. So this, G minor, right hand is held. Now again, this 5 comes into play with the C minor, but he keeps voice leading down. Right? Again, more with the fifths. He loves the use of fifths. Right? Sorry. Okay, fifths are beautiful, right? See how he uses that? And then moving into the F minor 11, right? So 1, 5. This time he puts the third on top, not the 9 this time, right? And then he has 13. Lots of 13s in there all over the minor chords, right? 7, and then the 11 on top. Very, very beautiful. Okay, moving on into the E minor 7. Okay, he just adds this little kind of movement into the E minor 7, right? Now for the E minor 7, 1, 5, 3 again. That's a hard stretch for even me. So he has 1, 5, 3, 7, 11, 9. Okay, over the E minor 7. That's hard to reach there. Right, then he has this kind of funky thing here, right? Moving into the B minor 7. And again, for the B minor 7, he has 1, 7, 9. Sorry, I was looking at something else there. Kind of the same voicing he used initially to start off with, but he adds these notes up top, the one and the 11. And these two, again, the movements of intervals he's using a lot, right? He's shifting movements of intervals back and forth. And then he jumps up, okay? And then he has this chord up top, G sharp, D. I'm trying to keep my mouth in front of the microphone and read this at the same time. G sharp, D, F sharp, C sharp. Now, this might have been rolled here. It says it's all in the right hand, but I have no idea how he could reach that. So I'm assuming he might play this. Okay, this is just a drop 2, right, for the B minor 7. And he has a 13 in the middle. So instead of having the drop 2 with the 7 up here, he has a drop 2 with the 13 in there. And again, slightly if like he was resolving to an E7 chord there already. So he has this. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful stuff. Let me play that one more time just so you can get the full effect. Sorry. Wow, let's try this again. Not easy stuff here, guys, right? Right? Very, very beautiful. Okay, moving on. The B minor. Then finally, we have the E flat minor. Very, very common voicing, 1, 5, 9, 11, right? You have the whole step here for a minor. You get 7 and then 9 on top. Again, more movements of fourths. He's voicing, right? Fourths, all fourths. Okay, E minor 7, going to the A minor 7 now. 1, 5, 7, 3. He's got the 13 here and then 9. And then he's jumping up here and walking down with his left hand. And that may be, again, he might have hit this and then came down like that, going into the C minor 7, right? Into this. Okay. Let me do one more measure just to kind of end the phrase here. Because I went over, actually. I should probably stop there. But just kind of review. I mean, that is a lot. I'm going to stop there, and then I'll review some of the measures in the next portion. But again, so much stuff here going on just to review. And again, this was a quick lesson. I'm just playing through it. I'm explaining the concepts. Ones and nines Bill is using a lot. He has movements within his left hand leading into the next chords. He has tie overs, right? That for notes that's leading into the next chord. Right, holding the F sharp to become the sharp 11 of the C major 7. Okay, he has lots of movements of intervals, so fifths, right? Fourths, he's using lots of fourths all the time, moving fourths around, okay, moving thirds around, different things like that. Now, his voicing structure and stacks, remember, he's got a lot of 1, 7, 10, 1, 7, 9, okay, in his right hand, some of the thicker chords, right? Let's say for the E flat major 7, again, he used this one, right? This is a beautiful voicing, 1, 5, 9, 3, 13, 7, sharp 11, and then he moved that over the A flat major as well, this here, okay, in that huge super voicing he had, right, where he had the two whole steps. This is a good one to kind of put into your toolbox there, 1, 7, 10, 11, right? That's a doubled, and then 13 up here on top. That's a G minor 7, right? Right there, obviously, with more extension. So hopefully you've enjoyed this kind of short. I went through it kind of quickly, but short analysis of Bill Evans' Time Remembered. I'll do the second half there. And again, I'll post a link to the track on the podcast page that you can find on our blog, jazzpianoschool.com, and look for podcasts. So again, we do have a specialty course coming out on the Bill Evans tune style template. I haven't even named it yet just because it was so off the cuff. And then Dr. Gilman's coming over my house today, actually, to film this stuff for Jazz Piano School. So I'll be naming that, but definitely get on the email list so you can get more details about that. Again, go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast 126, and you can download the transcription of this podcast, and that will put you on the email list as well, jazzpianoschool.com/podcast 126, to get the Bill Evans transcription of Time Remembered. All right, hope you guys all have a fantastic day. As always, happy practicing, and I'll see you in the next episode.